Chapter 14. Human Rights. Olga Fedortsev, Emilia Berbella, Volodymyr Jivak, Ivan Horbachevsky. Ternopil National Medical University of the Ministry of Health of Ukraine. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of brotherhood. United Nations. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, 1948. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Human rights are based on the principles of dignity, equality, and freedom, which are the foundation of a just and harmonious society. These principles ensure that every person, regardless of their ethnic, cultural, social, or religious background, has the same rights and opportunities. The universality and indivisibility of human rights are key values that ensure equality of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. These principles are reflected in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which emphasizes that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. The idea of human rights also encompasses the importance of mutual respect and tolerance in a multicultural environment. Adherence to these values contributes to social cohesion, integration of different cultures, and prevents discrimination. Human rights act as a guide for creating a society where diversity is seen as a source of strength rather than a challenge. The principles and values underpinning human rights are the foundation of a just and harmonious society. They ensure that everyone, regardless of ethnic, cultural, social, or religious background, has equal rights and opportunities. The universality and inalienability of human rights means that all people in the world have these rights and cannot be deprived of them. The indivisibility of human rights emphasizes that all rights, civil, cultural, economic, political, and social, are interrelated and of equal value. Deprivation of one right has a negative impact on the others. Mutual respect and tolerance are important in a multicultural society. These values promote social cohesion, integration of different cultures, and prevent discrimination. Tolerance is based on the equal dignity of all people who deserve respect as rational individuals capable of creating and defining their own identity. Adherence to these principles contributes to the creation of a society where diversity is seen as a source of strength rather than a challenge. Recognizing and respecting cultural differences fosters dialogue, cooperation, and understanding between different groups, which is key to building a harmonious and just society. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills and will be able, exploring human rights. Analyze how human rights concepts influence healthcare practice and policy around the world, especially in relation to access to healthcare, discrimination, and the right to health, which will contribute to a deeper understanding of universal values and their role in creating a just society. Identify human rights violations. Students will learn to recognize the different forms of human rights violations that can occur in health systems, including systemic inequalities and abuses, and their impact on vulnerable populations, enabling them to better understand issues such as social inequality and cultural relativism. Emphasize ethical responsibility. Emphasize the ethical responsibilities of healthcare professionals to protect human rights and promote social justice in their practice. This includes developing strategies for advocacy in multicultural settings and increasing competence in dealing with ethical dilemmas. Application of the human rights system. Students will understand how to apply human rights frameworks and principles in a healthcare context to promote equitable and just healthcare delivery. Students will gain practical knowledge of international legal mechanisms, such as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and their application in real-world situations. Definition of key terms. Accurately define key human rights terms, including right to health, discrimination, and health equity, to lay a solid foundation for understanding the complexity of human rights and their importance in addressing contemporary global issues such as climate change, refugees, and social inequalities. The aim of human rights studies is to develop a deep understanding of the universal principles of dignity, equality, and freedom, which are the basis of a harmonious and just society. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to understand what human rights are, describe the fundamental concepts of human rights as universal, inalienable, and indivisible principles safeguarding dignity, equality, and freedom for all individuals. Define key terms. Identify and explain essential terminology related to human rights, including civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights as outlined in international legal standards. Identify contemporary issues. Recognize current challenges in the protection of human rights globally, including disparities between countries, cultural stigmas, and societal factors that impact access to rights. Apply the human rights framework. Demonstrate how to utilize the human rights framework in analyzing social justice issues and creating strategies for promoting equality and mutual respect in multicultural environments. Analyze multicultural competence. Evaluate the importance of multicultural competence in the context of human rights, including understanding diverse perspectives and addressing the tensions arising from cultural differences and discrimination. Relevant definitions and terms. Human rights. Fundamental rights and freedoms to which all individuals are entitled, regardless of nationality, gender, ethnicity, or any other status. These rights include the right to life, freedom of expression, and access to health care. Right to health. The right of individuals to attain the highest standard of physical and mental health, which encompasses access to health care services, a healthy environment, and the underlying determinants of health such as food and clean water. Discrimination. Unjust or prejudicial treatment of individuals based on characteristics such as race, gender, age, or disability, which can lead to disparities in healthcare access and outcomes. Health equity. The principle that everyone should have a fair opportunity to attain their full health potential, and that no one should be disadvantaged from achieving this potential due to social, economic, or environmental conditions. Universal Declaration of Human Rights. A historic document adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 1948, outlining the fundamental human rights that should be universally protected, including specific references to rights related to health and well-being. Informed consent. A legal and ethical requirement in healthcare that mandates that patients must be fully informed about the risks, benefits, and alternatives of medical interventions before giving consent for treatment. Patient autonomy. The right of patients to make informed decisions about their own healthcare, respecting their values and preferences, and ensuring that they have control over their medical treatment. Vulnerable populations. Groups of individuals who are at a higher risk of experiencing barriers to healthcare, including marginalized communities, refugees, the elderly, and those with disabilities. Cultural competence. The ability of healthcare providers to understand, respect, and effectively interact with patients from diverse cultural backgrounds, which is essential for ensuring equitable healthcare delivery. Social determinants of health. Conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age that affect health outcomes, including socioeconomic status, education, neighborhood environment, and access to healthcare. Ethical dilemmas. Situations in which healthcare professionals face conflicting obligations related to patient care, often requiring the balancing of individual rights, public health concerns, and resource allocation. Right to privacy. The right of individuals to keep their personal health information confidential and to have control over who accesses their medical records and health data. Healthcare justice. The concept that healthcare should be distributed fairly, ensuring that all individuals have access to necessary medical services and that disparities in care are addressed. Non-discrimination. A principle that prohibits discriminating against individuals in healthcare settings based on race, gender, disability, sexual orientation, or other protected characteristics, ensuring equal access and treatment. Medical ethics. A set of moral principles that govern the practice of medicine, including respect for patient autonomy, non-maleficence, beneficence, and justice. Right to education. The right of individuals to receive education about their health, including information about medical conditions, treatments, and their rights within the healthcare system. Participatory rights. The rights of individuals and communities to actively engage in decisions that affect their health and well-being, including involvement in policy, making, and the delivery of healthcare services. Community health. an approach to health that emphasizes the importance of understanding and addressing the health needs of specific populations or communities, taking into account their unique social and cultural contexts. Global health, a field of study and practice that focuses on health issues that transcend national boundaries, recognizing the interconnectedness of health systems and the need for international cooperation in promoting public health. Human rights-based approach, a strategy for development and social change that integrates human rights principles into all aspects of planning and implementation, emphasizing empowerment, participation, and accountability. Subchapter 2. What the research say. Human rights are universal, inalienable, and indivisible principles that ensure the dignity, equality, and freedom of every person. They are the basis for the protection of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was the fundamental document that defined these rights as universal and binding on all states. In a multicultural environment, human rights are a key mechanism for ensuring equality and mutual respect. They promote social cohesion and prevent discrimination on cultural, religious, or ethnic grounds. According to research, the effective implementation of human rights ensures social justice and equal access to resources regardless of a person's background. Globally, the protection and promotion of human rights differ widely. According to data from Our World in Data, while there has been a general improvement in human rights protections over time, significant disparities persist between countries. Factors such as governance structures, cultural norms, and economic conditions contribute to these differences. According to the U.S. News Best Countries Rankings and Social Purpose Subranking, Denmark, Sweden, and other European countries are often recognized for their strong commitment to human rights. They have strong legal frameworks and institutions designed to protect individual freedoms and promote equality. Their societies emphasize transparency, inclusiveness, and social welfare, which contribute to high human rights standards. In contrast, according to the World Report 2023, the human rights situation in China has become the subject of international attention. Reports have highlighted issues such as restrictions on freedom of speech, suppression of political dissent, and concerns about the treatment of ethnic minorities. The Chinese government often prioritizes collective rights and social stability over individual freedoms, reflecting a different philosophical approach to human rights. Saudi Arabia has been criticized for its human rights practices, particularly with regard to freedom of speech, women's rights, and the use of the death penalty. The country's legal system is based on Islamic law, which affects the interpretation and implementation of human rights. Recent reforms have been aimed at improving women's rights, but significant challenges remain. Historically, the concept of human rights has its origins in the philosophy of natural law that developed in antiquity. In the Middle Ages, these ideas were adapted by theologians such as Thomas Aquinas, and in the Enlightenment by philosophers such as John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. They argued that human rights are inalienable and independent of the will of the state. Education on human rights enables the acquisition of better skills in peacefully resolving conflicts, contributing to countering extremism and promoting ideas of tolerance and respect for others. This is especially important in multicultural societies, where different views and traditions can cause tensions. Human rights education contributes to countering extremism by promoting ideas of tolerance and respect for others. Students learn how to analyze manipulative information and recognize manifestations of radicalization in society. In modern international law, human rights are enshrined in a number of fundamental documents that define the standards of their protection and promote their observance at the global level. In particular, the key role is played by the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, adopted by the UN General Assembly as part of the development of the International Bill of Human Rights. These covenants are part of the international legal order and oblige state parties to take measures to ensure that national legislation complies with international standards. Together with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, they form the basis of modern international human rights law. Human rights play a key role in ensuring the protection of individuals in diverse socio-cultural contexts, promoting the principles of equality, tolerance, and overcoming discrimination. In today's world, Globalization has a significant impact on intercultural interaction, creating new challenges that require effective human rights protection mechanisms. The implementation of international human rights standards contributes not only to preserving cultural identity, but also to ensuring harmonious coexistence of different groups, regardless of their ethnic, religious, or social background. In the context of human rights, it is essential to include the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, a key international instrument that emphasizes both legal protections and social inclusion. The Convention adopts an inclusive and comprehensive definition of persons with disabilities and firmly asserts that all individuals, regardless of the type of disability, are entitled to the full enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms. It provides clear guidance on how various categories of rights should be applied to persons with disabilities and highlights the need for reasonable accommodations to ensure these rights can be effectively exercised. Moreover, the CRPD identifies areas where rights have historically been violated and underscores the importance of strengthening legal safeguards for this marginalized group. In the context of globalization, the growth of intercultural contacts can lead to conflicts caused by inequality, prejudice, or competition for resources. In such circumstances, human rights become a key tool for reducing tensions, as their main goal is to create conditions for equality and mutual respect. For example, the principles enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other international documents state that everyone has the right to freedom of expression, equal access to education, and opportunities to fulfill their potential, which promotes social inclusion. Final reflection: Human Rights in the Context of the Empower Model by Malgorzata Shkup. This chapter emphasizes the fundamental role of human rights as the foundation of equality, dignity, and justice in diverse societies. This perspective strongly aligns with the Empower Model, particularly its pillars of multiculturalism, wellness, professionalism, effectiveness, and education resources. The authors show that protecting human rights, including the right to health, non-discrimination, patient autonomy, and privacy, is not only a legal obligation for healthcare systems, but also an everyday ethical responsibility of healthcare professionals. Acknowledging each person's dignity and right to equal treatment reflects the core of culturally competent and socially just care, central to the Empower philosophy. The chapter also provides practical tools for analyzing human rights violations in healthcare, thereby enhancing professionals' reflective and advocacy competencies. It highlights the need to protect vulnerable groups, promote community health, and build a global dialogue grounded in mutual respect and intercultural cooperation, goals that fully resonate with the Empower model. This chapter translates Empower's values into the language of human rights and shows that putting them into practice is essential for delivering ethical, effective, and equitable care in a globally connected world.